Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon or a man or a creature other than man, such as beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penance to worship the Lord. For he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramachandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha, purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Ramachandra is so kind and merciful to his devotees that he is very easily satisfied by a little service rendered by anyone, human or not. This is the special advantage of worshipping Lord Ramachandra, and there is the same advantage in worshipping Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra. In the manner of Kshatriyas, sometimes showed their mercy by killing asuras, but Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded love of God without difficulty even to the asuras. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but especially Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and later Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, delivered many of the living entities present before them. Indeed, almost all of them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore represented in the six-armed form of Sarabhuja Murti, which is a combination of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Sarabhuja Murti, the form of the Lord with six arms, two arms of Ramachandra, two arms of Krishna and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. I need some watch. There is no clock here. Ah, where? Oh, there. Better put it here, no? Shankarsan Prabhu, the speaker can see. So, okay. This chapter name is Island of Jambudvip. But subject matter is on Ramachandra. Purport Prabhupada saying about Mahaprabhu, all three different topics. So subject matter glorifying the island of Jambudvip, but at the beginning, some or other, the prayers of Hanuman, the glorification of Ramachandra is there. But Prabhupada writing two, three lines on Ramachandra, then immediately he is jumping to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, magnanimity. Very interesting. So as all of you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has unlimited form, anadi ananta rupam. Though we know ekameva adityam, Paramparama is one, but still he has manifested in unlimited form to release unlimited rasa or bhava. So among the unlimited forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Agandisila Rupa Goswami, Lagu Bhagavatamrita explains, among all these Bhagavat Swarup, different forms of God, the Paravasta incarnation or Paravasta form, highest form of God is Narasimha, Ramchandra and Krishna. So that doesn't mean these are big gods and all the small gods. Not like that. All are Param Brahma, all are complete. But in different Bhagavat Swarup different, they're fully full of energy, full complete. But different Bhagavat through different Bhagavat Swarup, different amount of energy or potency has manifested. Or the varieties, variegatedness in each, their pastimes, in different incarnation, just see Matsyavatar. The varieties of pastimes of Matsyavatar differs to the varieties of pastimes of Ramchandra. So, Shastra explains, the bottom line of Parambrahma is Nirakar Brahma, where there is no manifestation of any energy. Ni Shaktika, no Shakti has been, no variegatedness. Then the highest manifestation is Krishna. Then in between Nirakar Brahma and Krishna, all other Bhagavat Swarups, they remain. So among unlimited Bhagavat Swarups, Narasimha Bhagavan, Ramchandra, then Krishna Chandra. They are the topmost, Paravasta, called Paravasta, Para, Para Avasta, highest than them is nobody else. But among them, Krishna is very special. Why Krishna is special? Among unlimited incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srila Billamangal, he is writing that Santu Avatara Bahava Pankaja Navasa Sarvata Bhadra. Let there be unlimited. Yeah, I have put my mouth into the microphone. Somehow I see in the ear, I can't speak the sound. So, yeah, I will speak like this. That is for you, but for me difficult. I will meditate what I speak and meditate when I will put my microphone. The Santu Avatara Bhava Pankaja Navasya. Let there be unlimited numbers of forms of Pankaja Nava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sarvata Bhadra, they are all auspicious. They are all great. They are very nice. But Krishna Anna Kopi Primada Bhavat, Ko Latasvapi Primada Bhavat. But except Krishna, who else can give prema to anybody surrenders unto him? Or any lata, lata means any creepers, trees, to anybody can give prema. Premada bhavati, who can give prema? No one can give prema. So in this way, the highest position of Krishna has been demonstrated in the scriptures. But here we see the specific verse is glorifying Hanuman, glorifying Ramchandra. And it's true, Ramchandra is very, very merciful. His magnanimity is very special in a very specific way. Specially, the way he took everybody back to Godhead. You know how Ramchandra departed? Ramchandra came out of the Ajodhya, then he entered into Saraju River, and all Ajodhya people followed him. They all entered into Saraju River and step went back to Ajodhya, means original Ajodhya. Can you imagine if that would happen? That is how Ramchandra delivered. And Prabhupada mentioned, indeed Lord Ramchandra brought all the devotees of Ajodhya back home, back to Godhead. This is how he entered into Saraju River with all people, citizens of his Kosal, his kingdom. And through river, they entered the river and went back to Vaikuntha planet, Ajodhya Dham. So of course, Ramchandra is very magnanimous, very merciful. But one thing you should understand, that why even if Parambrahma Ekameva Aditya, why he has manifested himself in unlimited form? The reason he has manifested in unlimited form is that he wants to, because he is Bhagavan, he wants to release unlimited bhava, unlimited rasa, the melody. It's like in our case, we have one body. In one body, we release everything. But for God, each thing He manifests one specific body, and He enjoys different rasa, different bhava in specific form. As we say, Ramchandra Maryada Purushottam, to establish rules, regulations, dharma. Krishna Lila Purushottama, He came to break all the dharma. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He is Audarya, He is Lila Purushottama, He is Lila, Prema Purushottama. Ramchandra Maryada Purushottama, and Krishna Chandra Lila Purushottama, and Gaura Chandra is Prema Purushottama. So different form, they enjoy different aspects of the rasa or bhava. So there are unlimited mellows by the combination of five main mellows: Santa, Dasa, Sakya, Vatsala, Madhur. And unlimited bhavas, but three bhavas are very important: Aishwarya bhava, Madhurya bhava, and Audarya bhava. Okay? So Aishwarya bhava been exhibited in Vaikuntha in form of Narayan, or in Dwaraka in form of Krishna. And but in Vrindavan is Madhurya bhava. And in Navadvip Dham is Audarya bhava. Audarya means magnanimity. So these different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, though they are complete, they are all purna, but they are specifically, they exhibit a specific quality to the highest degree. In Narayan, highest degree of opulence. In Krishna, highest degrees of sweetness. In Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in this specific form, he manifests highest degree of magnanimity. When we say in Vaikuntha is more Aishwarya, that does not mean Golok Vrindavan there is no Aishwarya. They are not in some dirty village, cowherd villages are there like that. As we see now, Mulla or Ghospada, it's not like that. There's a lot of Aishwarya, much more Aishwarya than Vaikuntha. But Vaikuntha is called Aishwarya Dham. More Aishwarya opulence in Golok Vrindavan than Vaikuntha. But the mood is sweetness, Madhurya Bhava. The Aishwarya does not predominate there. The sweetness or Madhurya Bhava manifests so much that reduces the Aishwarya, and that is the highest form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because in other places like Vaikuntha or Mathura in Dwaraka, the devotees, they see the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the loving relationship becomes reduced. That's why Krishna saying, Aishwarya Sithila Prame Nahi Mara Priti. Those that have developed love unto me, when that love reduced because of by seeing my opulence, I don't enjoy that. But in Vrindavan, the sea opulence of Krishna, but they don't accept. That is not because of Krishna, because of me. We are the great, not he is not the great. Or if he is the great, okay, he is a very strong boy. He is a Mahapurush. Or he may be blessed by all the demigods. Maybe he is a demigod. That is the mood. They can't see the Aishwarya. So that is Aishwarya Bhava. But Navadvip Dham, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Audarya, very magnanimous, very merciful. So when we say Gauranga Mahaprabhu is merciful, that does not mean all other incarnations are cruel. They are not merciful. They are also merciful. They are also merciful. There are so many aspects we can describe how magnanimous Ramchandra is. Just imagine how merciful Ramchandra, just to deliver all the saintly personalities he gave up his kingdom, all comfort life, along with Sita Devi, went to forest. What a trouble he took. His magnanimity shows how he gave shelter even to the monkeys. Most difficult animals, the monkeys. But he gave shelter to them also. So, so many ways you can glorify. Just see how great, how merciful is Ramchandra. Just see how merciful is Krishna. Sukadev Goswami is saying, such surprising. Aho Bhaktiyayam Sthanakala Kutam. This Bhakti, the sister of Bakasura Putana, she came to kill Krishna. She came to kill Krishna by feeding her breast milk, smearing poison on her breast. But just see how merciful is Krishna. He rewarded her, giving her position, motherly position in Golok Vrindavan. Isn't it magnanimity? So merciful. But our acharyas, that defeats the magnanimity of any other Bhagavat Swarup and establish the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Few instances I will give you. The first instance is magnanimity of Krishna compared to magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Same Bhagavan, that is the first I clarified. I have no offense to Krishna, Ramchandra, glorifying Gauranga Mahaprabhu because this specific form is Audarya Bhava. So our acharya is saying, Krishna is very merciful. But how his magnanimity has manifested? He is telling people that sarva dharman paritajya maam ekam sharanam braja. Our acharya is comparing magnanimity of Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Krishna is saying sarva dharman paritajya maam ekam sharanam braja. You give up everything. Simply surrender unto me. That's it. What shall I do for you in reciprocation? Any of you know what Krishna said? Deliver from what? That's it. I give up everything. Surrender unto you. Oh, I'll make you free from sinful reaction. What a big deal it is. Is it a big deal? To become free from sinful reaction? Yes? Is that the goal of life? Is that the success of life? And Krishna saying, you drop everything, fully surrender unto me, and I will make you free from sinful reaction. This is not Krishna. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, whether you surrender to me or not to me, I will run after you. I will catch hold of your hair. I will not only simply make you free from sinful reaction. I am here not to give you liberation. I am here not to send you to Vaikuntha. I will give you Brahma or Dullaha Vastu, something rare to be obtained by Brahma, that is Krishna prem. You understand? There is a difference in magnanimity. You will run away. You will run away. But Mahaprabhu will run behind them to give this mercy. In all other incarnations, the people, they try, endeavor, run after God to be delivered. The Mahaprabhu says, the God runs after the devotees to deliver them. That is magnanimity. When I go to Western countries, most of congregation devotees now there in America, I tell them one instance, see, 1 minus 1, how much is 1 minus 1? How much? 0. Not true. I said 1 minus 1 is 1. This mathematics of material world, 1 minus 1 is 0. But in Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 is 1. Om Purnamada, Yubhaja Alvaya Sankhina. Om Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purnat, Purnamada Chase. Purnasa, Purnamadaya, Purnamaya Vashasate. Here 1 minus 1 is 0. Vaikuntha, 1 minus 1 is 1. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Dham, 1 minus 1 is 2. That is interesting. It's 2. How it is 2? Chaitanya Charitamrita explains. The Gaur Nityananda brought Golokaya Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan from Golok Vrindavan.
আবদ্ধ করুণা সিন্ধু কাটিয়া মহানা ঘরে ঘরে বুলে প্রেম অমিয়ার বাং দ্যার করুণা স্টক দে মেড এ ক্যানাল অ্যান্ড ব্রট হিয়ার অ্যান্ড হোয়াট ইজ দ্য নেচার অফ দিস গোলকের প্রেমধান ইউ ডিস্ট্রিবিউট ওয়ান পকেট অফ প্রেমধান ইজ দেয়ার ইউ টেক ওয়ান লোটা প্রেমধান ইট উইল নট রিডিউস ওয়ান লোটা ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ইট উইল নট রিমেন অ্যাট সেম হোয়াট উইল হ্যাপন ইট উইল ইনক্রিজ দ্য অ্যামাউন্ট ইউ ওয়ান বকেট অফ ওয়াটার উইথ দ্য নেচার ইউ টেক ওয়ান লোটা ইট উইল ডবল ইউ টেক ওয়ান লোটা হোয়াট উইল হ্যাপন টু দ্য ওয়াটার হোয়াট উইল ফ্লাড সো মহাপুরুষ মার্সি ইজ লাইক দ্যাট মোর ইউ ডিস্ট্রিবিউট গ্রোথ মোর অ্যান্ড মোর জস্ট লাইক পিপুল দে গো টু টেক বাথ ইন গঙ্গা সম পিপুল আর সো লেজি লাইক মি আই হার্লি গো টু টেক বাথ ইন গঙ্গা And flood time, water comes here, you have to go to the temple with this much water. A speciality. So Mahapurush magnanimity is like that. It runs, it floods from Mayapur to Kolkata, to Mumbai, to Middle East, to UK, goes all the way to America. And I tell to all the Indians, just see how merciful Mahapurush is. You have left India and you came to America to make money. But Mahapurush running behind you. Catch hold of the hair, say, where are you going? Take this Krishna prayer. Now you are all here. This is magnanimity of Mahaprabhu. How merciful Mahaprabhu is. Okay, next magnanimity. Krishna delivered. He is so merciful. Even if he delivered Putana, not only delivered her from her sinful reactions, not only deliver, gave her liberation, not only send her to Vaikuntha, Krishna send her back to Goloka Vrindavan giving motherly position, Vatsala Ras. But our acharya is comparing now, let us see, the comparison of magnanimity of Krishna and magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When Krishna killed Putana, her family members were very happy. Oh, thank you, Krishna, you did a great favor. You send our mother back to Godhead. No? They're crying, oh, you're so cruel. How you can do like this? How bad is Krishna? They did not show their gratitude to Krishna. They're not happy Krishna did that. They're all crying, they're lamenting. Even if she received liberation and went back to Godhead, now after 5,000 years we read in Bhagavatam. Who knows? Brajavasis, they did not understand that. Nobody could realize that. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered, he didn't kill anybody. But Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga, if he wants to kill to demons, then he has to kill everybody. I tell in Bengali class, our village children, they think when we say Rakhas, Asur, they think Rakhas, Asur means, see, you have big teeth, 10 heads, no, 20 hands, something like that. Oh, in ancient age, Rakshas and Asuras were there. But no, no, now we have Rakshas and Asuras are there also. They look very nice, with tie, suit, a boot, everything. But they're filled with Rakshasa. Bhava is there. So Mahaprabhu is thinking, if I kill, I will kill everybody. So that's why Mahaprabhu said, I will not kill anybody, I will kill the demonic nature within their heart. I have to kill everybody. So magnanimity of Mahaprabhu excels. Magnanimity exhibited by any other Bhagavat Swarupa incarnation, including Rama and Krishna, even if Krishna came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, especially with this mood. I'll tell you very soon the why. What is the reason behind that no other incarnation could be so merciful? They're all God. What makes Gauranga Mahaprabhu so merciful? He's so merciful. Papi tapi jata chilo hariname uddharilo tar sakhi jagai madhaide. Papi tapi, whoever it was, Mahaprabhu delivered without killing. He did not kill jagai madhai. And how sinful they were. One Sri Jholina Devataka Maharaj is telling, there is no sinful activity that these two personalities, they have not committed. They are from Brahman families. They have all Puranas in their house. Actually, every day they would read Purana. You know why they would read Purana? In Purana says the list of all sinful activities. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Then they will make a list of all sinful activities and make sure they do these sinful activities. Yes. They make a list of all sinful activities. The life is successful if we make all the sinful activities. So that was since sinful activities are committing. And so much sinful activities are committing. Yamaraj was surprised. Kaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur describing. When Jagai Madhai were delivered, everybody could see, all Navadvipas could see. So sinful personalities. They become pure devotees of Krishna Prem, shaved head, nice dhoti, Punjabi, sitting in Sirvasanga. No need of killing somebody, going back to Godhead, and after 5,000 years people read Bhagavad and understand, oh, Krishna is so merciful. No. Instant magnanimity. Everybody can see by their eyes. And news spread all over the universe. Just see, Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, the magnanimity of Chaitanya Chandra, analyze, meditate upon the magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karne Chitta Pavet Chamatka. So nice, so surprising. The news spread all over the universe. All the demigods, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, everybody came to see. Yamaraj was so surprised. He also came from Yamalaka to see. And took darshan of deliverance of Jagai Madhai. Very happy, so merciful Lord. Then they are all going back to their respective planets. Dham, Chandra Loka, Indra Loka, Yamalaka, riding on their chariots. And all the demigods, they saw Yamaraj's chariot got stuck somewhere. Not moving anymore. So all demigods are thinking, what happened? Yamaraj's vehicle got tire puncture or no fuel, what is happening? That doesn't happen to the demigods' vehicles. They all gathered there. Yamaraj lying fainted and Chitragupta sitting there, helpless. The demigods said, what happened to Yamaraj? Chitragupta saying, when we are going back to our residence, Yamaraj asked me, tell me, how much pious activities these guys have done? They could get Krishna prem, or how much sinful activities have committed? So I told Yamaraj, oh my dear Yamaraj, your office did unnecessary labor of maintaining the records of all these activities. Throw all those records into Ganges. What is the use of all these records? These fellows have received Krishna prem. What is it? Rare to obtain a Brahman Shiva. And you are telling me to tell you how much simple activities they have committed. How can I tell you? I should tell you one thing. When these guys are committing sinful activities, you see, Yamaraj, he has many reporters. They bring reports. This sinful activity, that sinful activity. He has 100,000s of reporters. Then he has record keepers also. They write, writing. So the writers, they sometimes become very angry and come to stick to beat these reporters. What you guys are doing? They bring so much reports. We can't write sitting so much here. No? The reporters say, what can we do? These people are doing sinful activities. And so much sinful activities are committing. The writers are getting fried and angry also. Just to give a hint, how much sinful activities they are committing. Then Chitragupta said, Yamaraj, how can I tell you how much sinful activity they have committed? We have go down warehouse full with that. If 100,000 people will engage, in 1 month they can finish reading. Just imagine how much writing they would have been done. You know why? Because unfortunately, in Yamaraj's office, he has no computer that time. If you make their life so easy, they would not have to write, they would go down fill up records. If computer they would have that time, small chips, they would have to give all the records. So sometimes I think, in college, we are having computers, small chips to keep the record of our activities and college yoga accordingly also proportionately we are committing much more sinful activities now. So now to compete with this computer, so chips will be full also. So this I'm saying just to tell you the how much the quantity and amount of sinful activities the Jagai Madhai they have committed. Then the Amaraj is meditating, oh really? So much sinful activities they committed. And this Gauranga Mahaprabhu has come. How can he become so merciful, so magnanimous? Not only he delivered these two personalities from the sinful reactions as he has promised, Aham tam sarva papabhyo mukhe se mahasucha. You don't be worried, I'll make you free from all sinful reactions. Not only he made him free from sinful reactions, not only he gave him liberation, not only he sent him to Vaikuntha, he gave him Krishna Prem. It's very rare to obtain Krishna Prem. By meditating on the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Yamaraj painted there. This is the how our Acharya is analyzing and comparing the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu with other Bhagavat Swarups. So merciful is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. As I have only 3 minutes more, 8:45 now, is warning here. So I'll tell you now, there are different things like this. There are 10 different points. I don't remember all the points. Our acharyas have explained by analyzing the magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu that how it makes special, just like one I remember, that some other Bhagavat Swarup can give prema to different degree. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can to give chira adadatta nijagupta vitam so prema nama mritamatputaram. That something chira adadatta, which has never given before, or for long, long time, that prema, nama and prema, as you have heard, anarpita charinchirat karunaya avatirna kalau samarpaitum urnata ujjala rasa so bhakti sriyam. That specifies that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, every incarnation, God gives some kind of prema also. That urnata ujjala rasa so bhakti sriyam, that kind of urnata, top, high class, the most brilliant prema standard is not given, as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is very special. And then now I will tell you to the end of my lecture that what makes Mahaprabhu so merciful. Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan, Krishna is Bhagavan, Rama is Bhagavan. They are all Sarvata Bhadra, they are all very auspicious. So our acharya is explaining the specific things what makes God so merciful. I have heard from a Vaishnava. I have not read in any book. That Vaishnava, it's a very nice analysis. He is telling that Ramchandra is very merciful. So merciful that he took all Ajodhya Vasi directly back to Ajodhya. He is so merciful. He delivered all the animals also. When he was traveling Dandakaranya, I mean trees, this, that, they are getting also nice feelings. And he gave good opportunity to the rishis, all nice magnanimity. But one day, Ramchandra was moving with Sita Devi, and Ramchandra saw a big heap of mountains of skeletons, bones and skeletons. Then Ramchandra asked the nearby people, whose skeletons, bones are these? The nearby people said, they are the skeleton of all Muni rishis. All these rakshasas, they eat Muni rishis, and then the skeletons and bones of Muni rishis. Ramchandra, when he heard this, was very angry. His eyes become red. His lips started to tremble in anger. He picked up his bow and arrows. He was so angry, bursting with anger. He said, right now, I'll finish all the demons and rakshasas. I'll wipe out from this earthly planet. How can that dare? To kill all the Muni rishis like that. He comes very, very angry.
And Sita Devi was sitting next to Ramchandra. He said, my lord, don't come so angry. Why you come so angry? Because for Sita Devi, she is mother of all the living entities, you know, whether demon or demigods, doesn't matter. They are all my children. You should not kill them like this. Then Ramchandra said, okay. You don't take your weapon, dhanush ban, to kill. Okay, this incarnation, I will kill by weapons. For that I have come. But if you say, next incarnation when I come as Krishna, then I'm sure, I promise you, I will not take any weapon in my hand. So Sita Devi was very happy. Then next incarnation, Rama appeared as Krishna. But in Vrindavan, he started killing again. Putana, Aghasur, Bakasur, killing again. Radharani said, hey, you told me not to kill, I will not kill. Then Krishna said, I told you, I will not take any weapon. I don't take any weapon. You will see, as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan, he did not kill anybody by Sudarshan Chakra. Because he promised Sita Devi, I will not take any weapon. But he did not take any weapon. But he said again, killing and killing and killing. Then Radharani said, you are still killing. No, I am killing, but I don't take weapon. Then next time Radharani thought, then how to stop him killing? Then Radharani personally came within Krishna. So that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So God merciful, very magnanimous, but Radharani makes Krishna more merciful. When Radharani came within Krishna as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, so that magnanimity excels everything. That magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu excels the magnanimity of any other incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jai Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Bhagavan Sri Ramchandra ki, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra ki, Gaura Premanande.